say it was
7:30.
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, it would be
7:45.
Do you ever use a form with quarter in it? If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
Mm-hmm. And if the farmers got a good crop last year, you might say, they're not going to get a good crop
this year.
Mm-hmm. And if a child has just had his third birthday, how old is he?
Three.
A phrase there. Three what?
3 years old.
Good. And if something happened on exactly this date in 1982, you'd say it happened exactly.
I'm slow.
It happened on this day in 1982, so it happened exactly
1 year ago.
And a lot of these things are just for pronunciation, for vowels and consonants and so forth.
Certainly.
And these are some terms that are actually for your usage. If you look up in the sky, you might say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And if it's a kind of day like we had yesterday, when the sun is shining and there are no clouds, you say what kind of day that is.
Sunny.
All right. Suppose it's the opposite kind of a day, like today when the clouds are gathering.
Gloomy.
And
overcast.
Might
also say overcast.
If it had been sunny, but then the clouds are beginning to gather, you would say the weather is doing what?
It's clouding up.
And when the clouds begin to break and it's going to become nice, you'd say the weather's
clearing.
Okay. And what would you call a heavy rain, very heavy, that might only last a short time?
Torrential.
Okay.
Rain.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a noun form of that? We had a
violent. Oh well, no. I don't think of it all.
Well, any nice folk things like goose rounder, or chunk floater, or trash mover.
Cloud burst.
Okay, that's a good one. What would you call a storm that had thunder and lightning with it?
Violent storm.
Okay. Would you ever say thunderstorm or electrical?
Thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. Rarely electrical. Might, but thunderstorm.
This is another verb. All night long the wind
howl.
A word beginning with a B.
Blue.
And tomorrow it will
clear.
Using the same verb.
It will blow.
And it has
blown.
Okay. If the wind is from, well, the opposite of north, you'd say the wind is where?
Out of the south.
Good. And what would you call a wind halfway between south and west?
Southwest.
And how about halfway between south and east?
Southeast.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
Okay, some people do have names for winds that come from different directions. If it's raining, but
sometimes you might say it's a norther coming in.
And what is a norther?
That's where you can see thunder or heavy clouds rolling in from the north.
Mm-hmm.
And I can think that I might use that phrase if I were out duck hunting on Lake Bourne or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a storm rolling in.
Okay. If it's raining but not very hard, what would you say it's doing?
Drizzling.
Okay. What would you call the heavy white mist that you can't see through?
Fog.
And if it's that kind of day, you'd say it's a what day?
Foggy day.
Mm-hmm. If you have no rain for weeks and weeks, you'd say you're having a
drought.
And if the wind has been gentle and then it's beginning to get stronger, you'd say it's doing what?
Coming blustery.
Suppose it has been blustery and then is beginning to get gentle, it's doing what?
Calm.
Then what would you call the weather if it's cool, it's not really unpleasantly cold?